Driving up North Tongass Highway around Ward Cove, the more than 60-year-old faded buildings are hard to miss. Metal roofs are rusty and discolored. Some warehouses that used to store pulp product are crumbling, bricks falling to the ground. The site of the Ketchikan Pulp Company is a shell of its former self. It might not look much from the outside, but inside one of the buildings, Philip Walsh is hard at work.
Fill it up as far as you know I need to go, close this door, and I run the crusher down, and what it does is it squeezes all the oily sorbents and presses all the oil out into this containment area. I mean, this is stuff that hasn't been pressed yet. Oily rags, and just press down and wait for it to squish them. There's not much to it.
Walsh is using a very loud press machine to squish oily rags and filters, what he calls absorbents, collected from petroleum companies around Southeast Alaska. All the oil is pressed out of these rags to be reused as heating fuel, and the rags get turned into tidy cubes.
If you look in the back here, you can see it a little better.
That's
like
what I get.
It's like a box,
yeah. That's like a bale of hay, but absorbents.
Walsh works for Full Cycle, a company that helps reuse petroleum waste. It's one of many companies reusing the pulp mill buildings, now owned by Andrew Spokley, who is giving me a tour of the site.
Everything on the property so far has a plan or two or five to utilize it as the need arises. There's a couple buildings there that look dilapidated. The brick has fallen down in a couple of them. Mainly that's because when they took the buildings next to them down, they got exploded a little bit. So that needs to be fixed. But the majority of the buildings are very, very sound.
Spokley and his dad own Full Cycle, along with other companies at the site. They bought most of the pulp mill in 2011 from the Ketchikan Gateway Borough. Spokley brings me into one of the old warehouses where they now store Full Cycle's petroleum waste.
This building we're in now is Warehouse 3, and I like to say it rains like, you know, Eastern Washington here because there's so many holes in the roof, but it doesn't rain like Ketchikan. So it works really well for a lot of applications.
Spokley says each of the buildings is used for something. Other businesses include Alaska Coatings, which helps remove rust from metal, especially boat parts. There's another company that delivers supplies to remote areas in Southeast, and he leases space to other local business owners.
What we have here is the ability to keep our prices much, much lower on the startup by using the existing infrastructure, and so it gives a value to the community. Without that, a lot of these things would probably never happen.
Those startups include wood masons and metal fabricators. He says there's about 30 vendors at least some space here. Spokley wants to increase that number, but says it's sometimes difficult to get word out that space is available.
You know, we haven't advertised real hard for people. We've been focusing heavily on getting the dilapidating infrastructure to a stopping point in fixing it. The property is so big you can put $5 million in this property and not see a penny of it. It's so big.
Local officials support the Spokley's efforts. Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce President Chelsea Goucher says she is confident the Spokley's can figure out ways to transform Ward Cove back into a productive industrial site.
You know, some of those old brick buildings out there, they're just beautiful. And if they can stand and be put to good use and work in a way that functions, I'm all for that.
The Spokley's have plans for the future, which include construction on a marina starting next summer. Spokley says they are truly building up the former site, despite what other people see from the outside.
It's always difficult. People look at me oftentimes and go, what have you guys done? I'm like, well, we've done a lot. And it's tough to see it all. But each piece we fix up, it's used. And then that one gets to pay for the next one. And if you bite off too much, then we'd end up just like the other operators that have owned this property since the closing of the mill that have went bankrupt. We're not interested in that.
Regardless, the pulp mill buildings reminding people of a past era of Ketchikan will remain. In Ketchikan, I'm Liam Niemeyer.